¿qué pasó? Buenos días, mi gente. Buenos días, buenos días.
Buenos días. Aquí estamos, ¿no?
Sí, aquí estamos.
Por fin.
Happy Halloween, trick or treat. How was that?
Feliz Día de los Muertos.
Sí, claro que sí. So, ¿cómo les fue? Today, estamos desvelados.
Ay, Dios. Honestamente, no, I'm not.
Not from trick or treating.
Not from trick or treating. No, I actually went to the Warriors game last night. It was so much fun. Yes, I have someone visiting from our company from Spain, and so he actually got us tickets. So that was really exciting to be able to go see a Warriors game on Halloween. Después, we attempted to go celebrate Halloween, but it was not very successful. I went to the No Tree Party for the first time.
Yeah.
I'd never been. I'd heard it was super awesome, and it was. I just don't know how I feel about 45 minutes waiting in a line for one drink, Yeah. I was just like, I was literally falling asleep in the line. I was standing there.
I drove
to the Warriors game, so I wasn't really drinking. I had to drive all the way back,
Course.
I had a couple, but then I'm at the party, ready. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to start drinking as soon as I get to the party. And then I get there and I'm just like, one drink just took me 45 minutes. I was like, turn off. I ain't gonna go get another drink.
You ain't got to wait at home.
Oh my God. Yeah, you can go to the Safeway and
automatic, get a handle, go home. So if you're just tuning in, this is La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. This is KVON, of course. And we are live streaming on KVON.com. We do have an Instagram account.
La Hora 1440 KVON, La Hora 1440 KVON.
So make sure you stay tuned during conversaciones. We will be talking about Día de los Muertos during conversaciones. And then, we just had a couple of cool topics we wanted to talk about. And so, of course, what we want to talk about right now is que tenemos que votar temprano. Okay, we have the option to vote early here in California. Hay que aprovechar. So hay diferentes maneras que uno puede votar. So there's different kinds of ways you can actually vote. So you can vote in person, vote early, what to bring, who can vote. The lists are endless. I think the reason why California is kind of pushing this the most es porque no hay excusa.
Yep.
¿Por qué no puedes ir a votar?
Y no solamente eso, sino...
Te van a traer buzón a tu cama.
Y no solamente eso, sino también tenemos que... We have to stress the importance of this midterm election, more specifically because, por la gente que siempre anda diciendo no va a contar, or, mi voto no va a ser una diferencia or nothing like that. When you think about how many people have that exact same mentality, you end up being masses and masses of groups of people that are claiming this narrative that it's not going to make a difference. And I'm like, if you went out and voted, no tuviéramos la gente estúpida, honestamente, que tenemos ahorita que está tratando de decir, just like, oh, do this or do that. And I'm just like, what is happening with our nation? Is going on?
I think we did it on the last show, no? A couple shows ago when we were talking about voting and the numbers here in Napa.
Yes, and how 14,000 people were still unregistered.
Unregistered.
I was like, what are you doing with your life?
Unreal.
Unregistered and more importantly, unregistered and able to vote. Because you can have 14,000 people unregistered, but they could all be people who, aren't eligible to vote. But no, esa gente sí puede votar, so necesitamos que se registre. Then, if you didn't do your registration, you always here in California, you can show up to the voting centers and you can register in person and you can still vote. I do, however,
up to the day.
Pero sí voy a decir, I recommend you look up what you're voting for ahead of time. Don't just show up and then look at the ballot and be so overwhelmed with so many names and so many props that you're you treat it like the high school star test.
I said the F word. I'm sorry.
I didn't even notice. You treat it like the star test or something, where you start making a little picture with your little fill in the little dots and stuff.
I know. It's like, well, that seems like a nice name. So I guess I'll vote for
la parte que no me gusta también es a veces maybe some people are going to get upset with me for saying this, pero cuando la gente vota por latino simplemente porque tienen el nombre latino. And I'm like, do you know what you're voting for, though? Do you know what that person's policies are? Because, no, I'm not going to say don't vote for your Latin American person. Because, of course, todos queremos que nuestra gente esté en posiciones de influencia y todo eso. Pero a la misma vez, si esas personas no tienen nuestros intereses mejores, then no. Like, just because they're of Latin American descent, if they don't have your actual interest, then there's no point.
Right. And this goes further than just anything here in the county. I see it all the time throughout the state. Oh, es voten por mí porque soy latino. Okay, so ¿qué es lo que traes a la mesa? What are you bringing to the table? How are you going to help us? It's not just pulling on the heartstrings of maybe a story that's very familiar to ours, or maybe in my family, but what is it you're going to bring and how you're going to do that?
I don't know if this sounds messed up for me to say. But a veces, sí me da, not necessarily like I get irritated, but when, like you said right now, where everyone tries to use the narrative of like, oh, this is the struggle my family went through and da-da-da-da. It's like, yes, I can respect the struggle that you went through. But if that's the only thing you're ever talking about, I'm like, a lot of other people have the same story, if not worse. Turn the page. What are you going to do for this community? Like, don't just talk about the struggles that you've been through. Talk about what you genuinely plan on doing. If you want to talk about your struggles in terms of how that's shaping and influencing all of the policy changes you want to make, cool. I'm all for it. But when your entire narrative is only about your struggle and has nothing to do whatsoever with any changes or influences you actually plan on making, then that's a waste for me. You know, I'm like, I don't actually know what you're doing, what you care about. You know, si tienes mis intereses o no.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, I know now that you were talking about that, and it, as a whole, yes, I think it's a story that someone else needed to tell for me. So, for example, que están hablando de la familia and that, hey, esto es lo que pasó, mi mamá, mi papá. And so, okay, so where did we grow from there? What are we doing and how are we maintaining? Is what you're going to bring to the table sustainable and change, really? I guess, like, say, for instance, like when I ran my campaign, one of the narrative was, I'm telling you who I am and what I'm doing. The story of living here in Napa would have been a story that is for my kids, born, raised, you know, here. Yep. Not me. I was born and raised in Vallejo, and then I came here, you know, as a young adult. So that's very, very unfortunate, pero es así como funciona, you know? So I encourage everyone to vote for absolutely all of these things that are happening. So, por ejemplo, there are a lot of measures out there, and honestly, if you do not understand them, you know, go home and read for them, read about them. Me está tomando fotos, por eso I'm all distracted. Excuse me.
No, but really, go home and read about them. You're right.
But I know that even then, there are... Oh my gosh, I was reading through a couple measures, girl. I'm sitting here like, I'm confused. Just the way they're written. It's like, so am I voting no or yes?
Yes.
Even though it says no on it, it still gives you like, hold on a second.
Yeah, it's like vote no
for yes for, on this measure.
I'm like, so what am I supposed to do here? But that's also the really crappy part with politics, is the fact that they purposely try to confuse you so that you don't vote.
Right.
So that it's you're literally so discouraged that you're like, I don't even understand. Is this English right now? Like, I thought English was my first language. Like,
you know, and I'll call out a couple of those people that are like, hi, ¿sabes qué? Do we have the answers for the voting ballot? What do you mean the answers? Like you said, it seems like that multiple choice question. Yes. Read up on it.
But really, though, sometimes I'm like, can someone just tell me what the right one, like if I believe in this, which answer am I supposed to give here?
Yeah. And if you really want to know about measures, you needed to have read before, like the actual studies, and not really what's inside of the magazine that tells you no on this and yes on that. It just kind of gives you the, you know, the black and white option of that. Pero honestly, I don't think it vas a sacar la respuesta in the booklet, because you need to hear stories, how this affects people, what is it doing.
You do. And, and actually something that I don't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Pero algo que I've found to really be helpful, because again, I get really confused sometimes on certain measures. And it's like, I want to make sure that I'm making the best decisions, you know? Like, I would hate to vote for something and later find out, oh, crap, like, that's not actually what I thought it meant, you know, and I'm misunderstanding or whatever it was. VoteSaveAmerica.com actually has an entire guide. Mm-hmm. On how, not necessarily how to vote, but it breaks it down for you. And I guess I'm going to say that in English, you know, obviously va a ser in English or whatever language you want in. But what I mean by that is in terms that you can understand, know, it's not going to be, it removes the fluff. It literally allows you to know, like, this is what this is saying. So that, again, it can be easier because this midterm election is so important.
Yeah.
People are making sure that you have the information that you need to go and do something about it, which I 100% appreciate because I feel like that hasn't been around before.
No, and it hasn't been around before. And like you said, like, we're la razón es porque no votamos because it doesn't count. Okay, so that's one taboo per se. Yeah. The second one is I don't understand anything that's on here and the way they write it, because I'm going to tell you this. There are some direct translations that they do, and you know direct translation does not correlate or do anything for whoever's reading it. So I get a little, like, skeptical on translations because you're not really, as a person that submits a measure or anything, you don't physically translate that. That's, you know, elections office. Sí. Yeah, so, que le tenga importancia, who knows, you know? It really is... I guess this is it's almost setting people up for failure, sort of. If you just wrote it out, simple y sencillo, ¿qué es lo que va a pasar? El impacto. Okay, yo vivo aquí con mi familia. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
How much am I going to pay extra?
I would love if that's how easily they made voting in terms of information that was passed on to you. Yeah. Like, this is like one sentence, a one-liner, you know, or like a quick little blurb on what it was trying to say and not necessarily six-page documents of languages that I'm like, these are too many big words. And I'm not to sound like I'm not educated. Like, I'm educated. I went to college and everything.
Right.
But even then, I struggle. So I can only imagine people who don't have the extent of my education that are, when they read that, they're like, ya no sé qué está tratando de decir esto.
Scratch. No, it's So I think for the presidential election, I did the electronic form with the screen.
Uh-huh.
I liked the process, but I didn't feel like there was privacy. Mm. So I did submit that in, like, one of my complaints. Like, the screen was long and in front of you, so everyone on the sides can see you.
Yes.
And I decided to do that, the day of election. And so I'm sitting here pressing buttons, and I'm like...
Who's watching?
Like, looking on both sides. It's like, people are going to totally judge me on who I'm voting for, which I don't care. But still, you know, you vote and it's in the privacy of, you know, you want it to be private. So anyway, I hope that gets better this year. So crossing our fingers. Oh, Dios mío. Pero yo quiero que sí voten. I mean, honestly, I mean, it's really hard to find, like, a biased kind of person to explain measures to you. Because someone who wants to translate it, they're obviously in it for something sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Y hay otras agencias that, you know, come on, step it up. Let's see where we can get that help for voting for nuestra gente. Because, man, honestly, like, how do we go out there? Vamos a, you know, flyers. We're going to go to las misas, put them on your windshield, something.
Yes. And, you know, I actually really appreciated este último domingo. I'm not gonna lie. Al primera vez cuando el padre en misa empezó a platicar de votar, I was like, "Is this mofo about to be like telling me who I need to vote for? Because if he is, I'm gonna walk out right now." I'm like, "This is not what I come to church for." I'm like, "Do not tell me who I need to vote for," you know. But no, he wasn't. He was just telling people that voting is a privilege, and if you're graced with that privilege, do it for everybody else that doesn't have that privilege. So him saying that, I was like, I respect that.
Right.
But al principio, as soon as he started opening his mouth talking about voting, I was like, is this fool about to tell me who I need to vote for? Because I will stand up right now and walk out those doors. No quiero ir a respetar, okay? Yes. Honestamente. Pero la misma vez, like, I don't go to church for you to tell me what I need to do with my life, who I need to vote for. That's not why I'm there.
Now that we're on that topic, so why did I go to a church that's not mine? During the sermon, we started a PowerPoint presentation on the financial report. I was really upset about that. I'm like,
that is not what you come to church for.
I'm like, I know you have to be transparent with the people's monies and everything. And I'm like, okay.
But a PowerPoint presentation in church? No.
I thought it was, I was absolutely
I would have been sitting,
out of place.
I would have been sitting there and being like, is this guy for real right now?
I mean, like, I deal with PowerPoint presentations all day, every day. Not today. Not
today
on Sunday.
I came to listen to the Word of God, not your PowerPoint presentation. No, but I'm so, Isela, honestly, I do have to say I'm a little nervous for midterms in terms of no solamente nuestra gente de nuestra cultura, but more so people my age. And I post a lot about it on my Instagram.
¿Cuánto?
A lot. And sometimes, you know, like, I have second-guessed myself before posting something, and I've been like, maybe you're going to turn some people off. You've been posting a lot about elections, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, girl, like, who cares? That's your Instagram account. And at the end of the day, like, you're just trying to motivate people, like, and telling them, hello, this is important. Like, you can't just escape from this, you know?
So, you know, and that's really important what you're saying right now, que a lo mejor... we're always talking about nuestra gente, que nuestra gente, but we really haven't focused on other, like, culturas.
Yeah.
Like, culturas que no tenían, like, the privilege, the power to vote. So, mm-hmm. It may be even a cultural thing where it's like, no, I'm not even going to go vote because we weren't, you know, it's not something we do.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of concerned for those communities and who they are, I don't know. You know, and I'm just speaking out loud right now. And, I mean, it would be as a huge concern that if you're posting on Instagram or Facebook or whatever about, you know, voting, you know, skip over it if you already voted, you know, because there are some haters out there,
right.
For sure. They're like, okay, I voted, like, get over it. You know, whoever doesn't vote, then that's on them. Right. But you know what? We're trying to reach everyone.
Exactly.
Just because you voted, skip over the comment and just move forward.
It's like, and if you voted, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you went out and you voted and you used your privilege and your voice, y todo eso. But a la misma vez, there's so many other people that haven't. And the goal is to try to get to those people. To people that, you know, are usually just like, eh, it's not something I really do. It's like, well, why not? You live here, you know, like, todo te va a afectar to a certain extent, whether you believe it or not.
Cuando hablamos de impuestos, when we talk about roads, I went into a conversation with someone yesterday and they said, why is there so much traffic on 80 between like Pinole, Hercules into like Richmond, right there at the, ¿cómo se llama? Where BART is.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, it's like a main artery flowing in there, and that's where they meet. Y por eso hay tráfico.
Yeah.
And then he was like, man, we got a lot of road construction coming on. And I said, and guess what? That's because of the traffic. And nobody really thinks about it, but, you know, like your applications, your Google Maps, mm-hmm. your, what's that other, Waze?
Waze.
I mean, mm-hmm. it gives you access to going through private roads and neighborhoods, and it's ruining cities.
Yeah.
And so guess who gets that bill? Napa will get that bill if you're going through back roads. You know, Hercules or whatever, they get that bill.
Yep.
And so, you know, these are small towns that are taking on issues that are super big. Y luego, por eso es que las cosas no están affordable, because
exactly.
we don't get to vote on them.
Exactly.
Anyway, well, that concludes our first segmento.
We're so fired
know,
up
we're
in
just
here.
Like, nah, 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 nah.
I'm like, next Tuesday, yo, next Tuesday. 5 days, mi gente. 5 días que les quedan para votar. Again, if you have not registered, you can go in the day of and register at an actual voting center.
I do recommend it.
Pero well, sí, do your homework beforehand, please.
Okay, so let me just tell you this. My ballot is still at my house, and it's halfway full because I'm still between two measures.
Me too.
And that's it.
Well, I'm not between two measures. Mine is still just like, I'm so scared. Like, I'm so scared. I'm like, I do not want to make a mistake on voting for somebody that is not going to be right for the current political climate right now. Like, I'm like, can I just vote in people that love other people and vote out people that are just, like, spreading hatred?
It's like,
can it please be
I'm
that
sorry,
easy?
The unicorn option is not available on this application.
But the unicorns exist.
I know. So, feliz Día de los Muertos, el día de hoy.
Si no has visto a Isela, su cara se ve magnífica.
So, I did just a little bit, a very light Katrina today. I have a Skype right after the radio show, so I'm like trying to keep it a little light. But anyway, we'll go darker after the Skype. So, if you're just tuning in, you just missed our first segmento of La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM, let's hear a couple commercials and we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. And you guys missed the first segmento. We were talking about voting early, walking in your ballot, actually registering to vote. I mean, hasta el día. So you can actually keep doing that. So anyway, I did want to start off this first segmento about Día de Todos los Santos is tomorrow. Today we start celebrating the, you know, Halloween, y entonces we get like 3 days of Día de los Muertos. There is an event happening at Harvest Middle School this weekend. I guess van a formar los altares starting tomorrow, and then they will be on exhibit Saturday. Toda la fiesta va a estar allí, and we'll give you the details coming up at the end of the show, and then also on exhibit Sunday, sin fiesta, okay?
Sin fiesta, solo lamentamos, pero si ustedes quieren celebrar, nomás invítenos, ¿eh?
Y es gratis. O sea, el evento es gratis. I think there's food for sale and all that good stuff, pero ¿quién no va a comprar algo de comer? Especially cuando it's like homemade, bien súper riquísimo. Nomás que no empiecen con los tamales, porque, man, empecé cuerpo de tamale, voy a salir el año cuerpo de tamale.
Y yo empecé con el New Year, New Me, trabajando bien duro, and now it's like the holidays, and I'm like, it's time to hibernate and to stuff.
I know. Ay, Dios mío.
I look at the gymnasium, and I'm like, no, I'm good. Y a ver cómo nos va a salir el año que entre, porque ahí vamos a tener el gimnasio across the street, donde vamos a estar en el nuevo edificio, and then that cream ice cream shop right next door.
Como diciendo, thanks for all your hard work. Come and reward yourself with the cream sandwich.
Yes, and then the gym is just looking at you from far away, making you feel guilty.
I know, right? ¿Qué te iba a decir? Oh, otro gimnasio, Planet Fitness, is coming.
I saw that. Yeah. When I went to the Halloween store earlier this week, I saw it being constructed, and I was like, what? There's going to be a Planet Fitness in here?
I know.
I'm curious.
For those with the budget?
Yes, because Planet Fitness everywhere else is like $10 a month. Yes. I'm like, what?
I will be in there. Because that's affordable for me.
No,
when you're talking about $10
a month is affordable for show. But then I'm like, would I give up the fact that InShape gives me a steam room, a sauna, a pool, a jacuzzi, you know?
Well, wait for it. Let's see what they can offer. We don't know what Planet Fitness offers.
This is true. It's Napa. So, they might, you know, then, upscale it and make it $80
right.
a month.
Right. They might have a wine bar inside there.
You like came to celebrate, didn't you? I lost 5 pounds. I'm going to drink this glass of champagne now.
It's okay because it's skinny.
Treat
girl.
Yourself. Yeah. Isn't there like skinny vodka or something? Like,
or como se llama? Skinny cow ice cream sandwiches. Oh, yeah.
Cream needs to get
I'm
some
like,
of those.
What did you call me? I'm kidding. So when we think about Dia de los Muertos, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, kind of latch on or mooch on to the whole Dia de los Muertos. There's skeletons everywhere. Los visten, los pintan. Mm-hmm. And really, there isn't a concept of Dia de los Muertos. I did want to say, for the record, rest in peace. We did have a death in Napa Valley this week. And it was very unfortunate. It was an accident that happened in our vineyards. And it was for a gentleman by the name of Leon Marcelo Lua. So my heart goes out to the entire Familia Lua. 100%. And so, sí.
And everybody that worked with him, because that's got to be a devastating time right now.
Right. Yo conozco a la familia Lua, and I haven't gotten a response from absolutely anyone, and I can only imagine that, you know, no one really wants to talk. Yeah. And it's their time of mourning. So estamos con ustedes como la hora de Isela y Gabriela, and we want to let you know that you are in our prayers. Y no es nomás un dicho. Honestly, I genuinely cried my eyes out when I heard about an accident. And it's like, man, one more person I couldn't reach. Yeah. One more person. Pero estamos con ustedes y seguimos. So, hablando un poco de Día de los Muertos.
I think to, not to cut you off, but to go off that, just because, you know, it is Día de los Muertos, All Saints Day, everything that we're celebrating. I think this week had two blows, that right here at home, and then in other parts of the United States, you know, where we had that mass shooting inside the Tree of Life Synagogue. So definitely our hearts and our prayers are out with all those families as well, because we know that many, many people this week have suffered for a loss from somebody.
That's correct. And I know that it seems inappropriate when we're talking about la cultura mexicana y cómo celebramos el Día de los Muertos. Uno lo ve como una fiesta. Y honestamente, we are celebrating the lives of our family members. Mm-hmm. Es celebrando. And we have a dicho at the end of the show that I really, it speaks, for me, 1,000 words, porque en sí, like, we always say, no llores por esa persona, no llores, mejor mm-hmm. celébrala. And honestly, I'm speaking for myself, this is the first death that we've had with my grandfather, and I want to say that I'm celebrating his life, yes. because he's left, I mean, he's left memories, bad ones and good ones, like, I got my nalgadas, I'm not trying to remember those ones. I got my regañadas and sit in the corner or go outside kind of deals from him. But, you know, it's also all the years of his life and that, you know, we were all together at some point. And I totally love that. So everyone kind of always sees during the 3-day period, families usually clean, decorate cementerios. And these are in Mexico. And we kind of start seeing this more in the southern states of Mexico, where they do ofrendas. And those ofrendas start being anywhere from, like, Mexican marigolds, lo que dicen el cempasúchil, which in Nahuatl means 20 flowers. So when you're looking at that little marigold and you see, like, ya ves, it looks like little ruffles, mm-hmm. I think so. And I think it makes sense why one flower looks like approximately, like, 20 flowers in one. Honestly, I smell that flower. I'm sneezing like crazy. I'm like, love it. I think it looks totally cute. Can I get an artificial one? I'm sorry.
Pero tus sinuses are not loving it.
I totally would want to, you know, but anyway. So when we're doing these altares or we're doing any kind of ofrendas at the cemetery, it's really kind of bringing lo que le gustaba a tu familiar.
Yes.
Honestly, whether it...
Comida, yes, like art, música.
Un tamal.
Siempre estoy con tus tamales.
I know. But you know what? It has to be a real good tamal. I'm a totally discriminate on some bad tamales. I'll be like, nope, get that out of my face.
¿Quién? ¿Cómo quién? No. Call them out.
No.
Call them out over the radio.
I only get my tamales from one person, and she lives far. She lives in Richmond, but I got to go. I have to, like, special order them, and I'm like,
My mother-in-law makes fantastic tamales.
Right.
Shout out, Lilia.
Yeah, if I have to sit there and be like, y que no me puedo pasar los tamales,
I know,
or
the really dry
you know.
Ones. I'm like, ugh.
Sorry.
I'm trying to eat this.
No. And you know what? Maybe I might get those, you know, when I'm dead and you bring me a dry ass tamal. I know where we stand. I know, or where we stood.
You did not love me enough to get me a really good tamal.
Right. So, I mean, you see, for children that have passed, you know, you bring toys. Para aquellas personas ya, you know, que les gustaba el tequilita, el mezcalito, pulques. Or, hey, atole dulce. My mom likes atole, the one that's not sweetened. I'm like, ugh, why would you do that to somebody? You know, atole dulce is so delicious. Y luego, claro, el famoso pan de muerto and also those sugar skulls. Totally love that. I have not done a sugar skull
in forever.
Ever.
No, I definitely did one. I want to say at some point when I attended the Boys and Girls Club. Mm. So we're talking like at least 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. No, pero por la gente que no sabe de Día de los Muertos or really like what that entails, I guess the best thing that I can translate it to would be Coco. The movie, you know, when all of the family members are trying to come back. And that's why you make that altar con las ofrendas and you put people's pictures up and you're honoring them and their life. And it's to try to, you know, call upon their spirits to, you know, celebrate them and honor them and try to return to Earth for a night or two, celebrate, turn up.
Or three. So these rituals of celebrating the deaths of anybody, de nuestros how do you say ancestors in Spanish? Ancestrales?
Ancestrales? Creo que sí.
Algo así.
Oh my gosh, this makes it so horrible.
Desde hace 2,500 a 3,000 años. Okay, this has to do back in the day from our Aztecs. Okay, the festivities were dedicated to the goddess known as Lady of the Dead, which is corresponding now in modern day to La Calavera, La Catrina.
La Calavera, La Catrina.
Yeah. So that is why...
Ancestros.
And I don't really... I'd rather people dress Catrina on Día de los Muertos than for Halloween. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I prefer it that way. I don't know. I'm not about the Halloween thing. Okay, because there are things that happen on Halloween that are a little offensive. So you don't dress as a nationality. That is like number one rule. No, unless you own it.
But that's what I'm, okay. I could see that. Yes, do not dress up like a nationality. Don't do blackface at all whatsoever. That is very discriminatory. But I will say this. If you want to dress up like a skull or Para Dia de los Muertos, like, do it in a respectful manner. Do it where you're honoring la cultura. Don't make it a joke. Don't make it, you know, your Halloween prop. Do it because you're genuinely, like, invested or interested in it. And then you show it on. And you can really tell when someone really tries.
Invest into it.
And invest into it. Yes. And it can look so beautiful.
You see.
But no, you do not. And I think that was a huge thing that I saw circulating around the media the days leading up into Halloween was do not dress up like people's nationalities or their skin color. Like, it's not okay.
Right.
It's just not something that you do.
So, like, I was looking through my closet yesterday. Ended up dressing up like a witch yesterday. My dress ripped. Came home. Washed my face. Yeah, like, I'm like, off. And then I didn't want to wear this one because I was wearing it today. So...
Oh, you can't wear the same outfit 2 days in a row?
Not for the days that I've been having out. No, it's been like 16-hour days. No, I'm not doing that. No, pero, you know, it was just kind of like, I came back, I looked in my closet and I saw, like, for example, I had a muumuu that I brought, original muumuu that I brought back from Maui. And I'm like, no, you just don't do that. You know what I mean? I'll wear that on Hawaiian Day to represent the Hawaiian culture because I think the dress is absolutely beautiful. And then I was looking at my folklorico dress and I'm like, no, why would I want to do that? No, that I'll do it on like 16 September or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So
same, exactly. Like I have my Juarecita outfit, you know, which if I didn't have an outfit, I could easily just be like, I'm going to do that. But then it's kind of like you're treating it just like a costume prop and not embracing it for the heritage and the cultura that's really behind that clothing, why we wear it, what it entails, you know, and all the other rich cultural history behind everything.
So going back to Los Altares and how we were celebrating, ¿cómo es que celebramos el Día de los Muertos? So people go to the cemeteries to be with the souls of the departed. Y honestamente, son celebraciones grandísimas. Anywhere from Golden Roads. So kind of like, I honestly have to, just so I can paint everyone a picture about what it looks like. Yes, there are flores on the ground. There has been parades that are walked on flower art.
Yes.
I've seen those where it's just... Oh, my goodness. So much work. It's like, que no sople el aire.
Yeah.
I would hate to be there.
Don't breathe.
Yeah. It's like, que no pase un carro, ningún camión, or anything like that. You know, it's just, it's amazing. I actually have been watching closely in Mexico City some of the celebrations, and they have these huge head calaveras, and they're doing parades, and they're doing danzas. I think it's freaking
amazing.
It's
beautiful. Oh, la cultura hispana just literally all the time, I'm just like, damn. I love being Latin.
Yeah.
I do. El otro día...
Qué seco sería no tener cultura.
Seriously. Like, I'm just like, what do people who don't have a culture do, you know? Or don't have cool things like this?
No, I
know. I'm like, what do you celebrate? What makes you happy about your culture?
There are, like, so for example, like, I know a couple people here in town that... Because they don't have that connection, they go and do all these different events from different cultures, which is cool.
That's cool, yeah. Because you're embracing and accepting and doing all that stuff. No, I can respect that too, but it was actually funny porque alguien me preguntó el otro día, they're just like, ¿te identificas más con ser salvadoreña o mexicana? Or they're just like, what do you feel like you're more of?
And what did you answer?
And honestly, it's like, I fully embrace both of them. pero crecí más con mi lado mexicano, you know? It's like, that's not to say that, like, I don't embrace my Salvadorian culture because, like, my mom's Salvadorian, you know, and she's like, Salvadoreña, you know? So I'm like,
boy, definitely. Don't we know it. Boy, don't we know it. And that's not a bad thing. No, I love it.
Not a bad thing. Now, she's feisty. It's where I get my feistiness from. pero when it comes down to, like, so, like, if someone were to pop quiz me on la cultura and certain things, I would be like, I'm much more confident talking about Mexican culture than I am about Salvadorian culture. Granted, the two are Latin, so sometimes certain things go hand in hand.
Right.
Pero at the same time, too, each país tiene ciertas cosas que los define. Is that a word in Spanish? Defines?
Yeah.
Yes. Define?
Los que los define.
Oh, okay. So that is a word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. That literally defines, you know, like what that culture is about, what that country is about. And it's interesting because if you were to ask me, you know, how is Dia de los Muertos celebrated in El Salvador, I'd be like, I have no idea. I just know that at my mama's house, there's an altar up with La Virgen Maria 24/7. So
United States, California, Europe. I don't have anything for El Salvador, but you know what? That doesn't mean that we can't look it up and see what they're doing. I'm sure you celebrate your family members somehow, some way.
Yeah.
It's always a nice event. I mean, para mí, honestamente, I was thinking about it on the road here, and I'm like, how am I celebrating toda esta gente? Like, I didn't know my grandma very much. It was just, you know, vacation visits from my dad's side and my tía, Lucita. I didn't meet my grandfather from my dad's side. But the one that has made the most impact is, you know, mi abuelo. Mi abuelo, mi padrino, too. And so those are kind of like things that you're like, well, how am I celebrating them? You're celebrating that they had a great life.
Yes.
They had a great life. You're saddened because they're gone. But you know what? It's always just keeping that memory alive and not just come back to it today, tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, always celebrating them. So if you're just joining us, we were just talking a little bit about Dia de los Muertos and where these altares come from, las ofrendas. We talked about cempasúchil, the beautiful flower in Nahuatl of 20 flowers. And just
y el
the
papel picado.
Sí, pues que no falte el papel picado, los candelabros. I mean, everything. There's just so many things that we can think of. El arte, la danza, la música. Mm-hmm. I mean, just so many things that we can think of, and the representation. Make it your own. Anytime you want to celebrate Dia de los Muertos, hazlo como y celébralo como a tu manera. Because that's what really ultimately counts.
Yeah, because there's no one way.
I know.
You know?
Hazte un molecito, un atolito, whatever. Un tamal bueno.
Agarra el molcajete y hazte una salsita.
I know. That sounds good.
Why are we always talking about food?
Because
in here?
We're always hungry. We come in here without breakfast in the belly.
And then, my stomach the entire time as I'm here is like,
I know. Ay, Dios mío. So if you're just tuning in, we just finished the conversaciones about Dia de los Muertos, Dia de los Santos. Okay. So please tune in. We're going to talk about events and local things that are happening within this next week. Stay tuned.
An affordable health plan shouldn't be an oxymoron. Our plans are created around the simple idea that a health plan should keep both you and your wallet healthy. At Western Health Advantage, we provide a wide range of healthcare options together with local doctors and hospitals you and we trust. So you find the perfect balance of an affordable health plan with quality healthcare providers. That's an advantage you can count on, literally. To learn more, visit choosewha.com. Western Health Advantage. Advantage you.
Gratis, gratis, gratis. Napa Humane presenta el Festival de la Mascota. Aprovechen porque es el último del año. Napa Humane va a estar ofreciendo servicios gratuitos, incluyendo comida para tu mascota, revisión veterinaria, vacunas, desparasitación y mucho más. No se pierdan de esos servicios del domingo 4 de noviembre, desde las 8 de la mañana hasta las 12 del mediodía, en la clínica de Napa Humane, que queda sobre la calle California Boulevard en la ciudad de Napa. Lleguen temprano.
Community Grapevine.
Dr. Christine Gross with the Napa Valley Unified School District, where all schools promote college and career readiness. Open enrollment and registration for transitional kindergarten and kindergarten October 1st through November 30th. Register at your school of residence. Families interested in requesting a magnet, New Tech High, or other district school, grades TK through 12. Complete an open enrollment application online at nvosd.org. Remember, October 1st through November 30th.
Hola, hola. Welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. Don't forget to like us on our Instagram account, which is at
La Hora 1440 KVON o La Hora 1440 KVON.
There you go. So we want to talk to you about some events that are happening in our town. So we have tomorrow there is Juan Diaz is setting up for the Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, Altares. So there's going to be 25 Altares. It is a free event. There will be altares, music, dancing, and craft activities for the whole family. Crap. Sorry.
I thought you said crack.
No. Y luego it's a free event? No. Just kidding.
Wow.
Food for sale. And, of course, the celebration is Saturday from 1 to 7 p.m. And the altar exhibition only is Sunday from 1 to 5. So va a haber Día de los Muertos el sábado y el domingo. El sábado va a ser la celebración de 1 a 7 de la tarde. Va a haber altares, música, danza, actividades para toda la familia y también va a estar a la venta comida. Si tiene alguna pregunta, por favor, llámele a Juan al número telefónico 707-337-2970. If you have any questions, feel free to ask Juan Diaz, 707-337-2970. So we will expect you at Harvest Middle School this weekend.
Yeah, we will. It's going to be tons of fun, especially because why is it like, because it's free. We know how much we love gratis.
I know.
And then we also have the Napa Film Festival is officially arriving. It's coming. The winter is here.
Yes.
No, that's going to be starting November 7th. So pretty soon next week, if you want to see, you know, what exactly those details entail, what films are going to be showed, who's going to be in town, you know, in case you're looking to catch somebody famous, you can go ahead and visit N as in Napa, VFF.org.
All right. Y luego tengo otro evento, which is happening actually this weekend, and it will be, it's Coco-inspired paint night. Sunday. So, and who is it for? It is for Aldea Children and Family Services. So what you're going to do is they actually have the event posted on Facebook, Coco Inspired Paint Night. It is Sunday at 4 p.m. to 6:30. It will be at Aldea, 2310 First Street here in Napa. You can purchase your tickets at eventbrite.com and just make sure you put Coco Inspired Paint Night.
And you know, we said this weekend is actually packed because we also have Dia de la Mascota, the last one of the year that we're celebrating, going down this Sunday, este domingo. Queremos celebrar todas las mascotas y asegurarnos que toda la comunidad ahí va a estar en California Boulevard at Napa Humane Society desde las 8 de la mañana hasta las 12, dando free, gratis servicios de desparasitación. ¿Qué más tienen, Isela?
Van a dar vacunas y luego también pueden dar citas si es algo que no se puede llenar dentro de del horario de 8 a 12. So, sí, va a haber vacunas, va a haber también comidita para las mascotas, ¿ok? No vayan a pensar que gratis para ustedes un taquito o algo. No, el taquito ahora es para la mascota.
Can we share?
I know. It's like, can I have half your biscuit? It smells like bacon.
No. It's not going to taste like bacon.
Ay, ay, ay. Pues, this concludes our show for this week. Y, pues, claro, como siempre, es una gran tristeza que nos tenemos que ir. Pero todos disfruten del Día de los Muertos el día de hoy y Día de los Santos el día de mañana. Y sigan celebrando hasta el sábado.
Yes.
Ok. El dicho de la semana, dicho of the week today. So, no me llores. No, porque si lloras, yo peno. En cambio, si tú me cantas, yo siempre vivo y nunca muero.
No, don't cry for me, because if you cry, I will be in deep sorrow. In exchange, if you actually sing to me, I will always live and never die.
Of course.
I love that.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Celebrations. Siempre celebrations celebrar. Of life. Así es como quiero celebrar mi funeral, ¿eh? No quiero que la gente llegue negro y ande todo triste. Todos van a andar con música tomando shots de tequila de Don Julio 70.
Vale más que me dejes para comprarla.
You said, yeah. I'm leaving you in charge to buy all the alcohol.
No quieres nada.
Just celebrate, yo. Celebrate.
Sounds good. Well, this was your host, Isela.
And your co-host, Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. Y aquí los esperamos, como siempre, en la hora con Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440. Hasta la próxima, mi gente.
Adiós.